ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ,
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।
ਟਾਪਿਕ, ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਟਾਪਿਕ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਗਿਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਸਿੱਖ ਗੁਰੂ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡ। ਐਜ਼ ਅਪੋਜ਼ਡ ਟੂ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਆਰਡਰ ਦੈਟ ਸੁਜੈਸਟਡ ਦੇਅਰ, ਆਈ ਡਿਸਾਈਡਡ ਟੂ ਪੁੱਟ ਇਟ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਵੇ, ਸਟਾਰਟ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਟਾਪ ਡਾਊਨ। ਸੋ ਲੈਟਸ ਗੈਟ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ। ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਆਈ ਡੂ ਗੈਟ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਕ, ਦਿਸ ਲੈਕਚਰ ਇਜ਼ ਕੁਆਇਟ ਹੈਵਲੀ based on shabds from Bani, so I hope you all bear with me as we go through them. God according to Gurmat. As most of us know, these are the words that Guru Nanak started Bani with. Guru Granth Sahib Ji begins with these words, and this is what I consider Guru Nanak's what you need to know about God. Everything you need to know about God before starting your journey, here it is. Ek Onkar. There's one God. God that's the creator. Sat. True. And as I said the first day, true isn't just, you know, I speak the truth and something is a truth. True is something that's true at the start, true today, and true until whenever. And the only thing that's true is God. And the next thing Guru Sahib says, Naam. These are all attributes of God. So the third thing Guru Sahib has said is Naam. Naam is an attribute of God. You know, sometimes you'll see a translation that says, His name is true. Naam is not just His name is true. Naam is actually an attribute of God. Naam is a quality of God. And Naam is that quality that links us, that takes us to God. Karta Purkh. He is the doer. That if someone thinks that, you know, I have all the power in the world, I can do whatever I want, they're deluding themselves. But at the same time, Sikhi doesn't believe in determinism, that, you know, you have no power over yourself. Nirpao Nirvair. Without fear, without enmity. All of us have those Bibles, I think, in our rooms. And I was going through it last night. I was just had a couple of extra moments. And, you know, I was reading, God struck down such and such tribe, and with His wrath sent locusts and this and this. We don't believe God should be feared in that way. You know, I fear the wrath of God. I've spoken to other people that believe in other religions, and I say, you know, what do you think about the fear of God? And they say, I fear His wrath. I fear His punishment. A Sikh also fears fear for God, but it's a different type of fear. If you have a relationship between a father and a son, the father and son relationship has some fear in it. Son fears his father, but that fear is about, you know, all that love I've been given. Or a best friend and the other friend. All that love and trust I've been given, I don't want to do anything to reduce that relationship. That I step very carefully with every single action, lest I lose that trust, lest I lose that relationship. So that's the fear in Sikhism. But God doesn't have any hate or any fear for anything. Akal Murth, timeless. God is timeless. God will not change. God will not grow old. If you establish a relationship with God, God's not going to change His mind one day and say, you know, arbitrarily, I don't really want to be friends with you anymore. You can trust God. God is timeless. Ajunni. God isn't human. God isn't into life forms. God is not born and does not die. Sayapang. Sayapang is about a light. God is self-illuminated. And when we see God, and according to Sikhi, and with the path of Sikhi, we can see God. God is going to come as a light. Not a light that, you know, like a sun or anything. You can't describe that light. But God is a light. Gur Prasad. And this is where the journey begins for all of us. By the grace of the Guru. No one can say that, you know, I can find God myself or anything like this. Guru Sahib has made it quite clear that God will only be found by the grace of the Guru. One other thing I guess I can add is, where is God? Is God in heaven looking down, or is God, you know, in all of us? In Sikhi, we believe that there are five currents, and Kubir Singh's lecture tomorrow will get into that. But the fifth and highest current is Sachkhand. And just like the sun is in one place, but the light is everywhere, the same way we believe God is centered in Sachkhand, but His light, His presence is everywhere, including within us. In all of His creation, there is presence. So what is a guru? The meaning of guru, I'm sure most of us have heard it, guru darkness, guru light. Someone that illuminates. We all have gurus. If you want to do anything in life, if you want to learn anything, if you want to play a sport, if you want to take on a profession, you're going to have a guru. This is just a teacher. And in life, we all have our gurus. If you go to school, your teachers are your gurus. If you're learning kirtan, or you're learning a vajra or an instrument, you have a teacher. But most of us haven't stopped to consider, you know, if you want to do well in something, you need a teacher. If you want to succeed at something, because you yourself aren't capable of educating yourself to that higher level. You can succeed to some point, but not to that level. But what about in life? And that's where the difference between guru and satguru comes. We have lots of gurus, but there's only one satguru. Sat means truth, as I said before. And there's only one truth, and there's only one satguru. And the search for a satguru starts where you realize that in life, what I want to be, where I want to go, my mind isn't taking me. When you realize that I'm not successful just by myself, that's where you're going to want to start to find a satguru. Cannot find God without satguru. As I said before, in your what you know, need to know about God, Guru Sahib has told us, without Satguru, without Gur Prasad, the grace of the Guru, you cannot find God. In Asadivar, we read, Bin Satgur kirana payo, bin Satgur kirana paya. Satgur vich aap rakhe, unka pragat aak sunaya. Satgur mile sada mukt hai, jin vich yon moh chukaya. Uttam e vichar hai, jin sache se unchit laya, jag jeevan data paya. Guru Sahib is saying, without Satguru, no one can find God. And no one has in the past found God. Because within Satguru, God is Himself. And Satguru's job, Satguru, His task, if you take the Satguru, is to reveal God, Pargat, to make this revelation to you, where God is, what God is. If you meet the Satguru, Sada Mukta hai. That's where salvation is going to come. And Guru Sahib is just saying to you that Satguru's job is to attach you to the truth, but the first line is what I want to focus on. Without Satguru, no one in the past has found God, and no one will in the future find God. Guru Sahib has declared it very clearly. And the need for Satguru is as such that Guru Sahib has said that Satgur bajo guru nahi koi, nigure ka hai nao bura. That besides the Satguru, there's no other person that you can call a guru, a real guru, besides Satguru. And I haven't talked about who Satguru is yet. And it's so unfortunate if someone is born as a human and they haven't found the Satguru. And Guru Sahib says, that person that hasn't found a guru, even that unfortunate person's name is a sad thing, it's a bad thing. Even that person's name is sad, not good. It's like coming so close to something and just not being able to seize the moment. Human life form is that time when we can find God. And if we don't find Satguru, even with such an amazing opportunity, then that person's name is sad. That person is in a very unfortunate situation. That's what Guru Sahib is trying to say. Guru Sahib even says, Nanak Gur Bin Nahi Pat, Pat Bin Par Na Pai. That you have no honor if you haven't found a Satguru. Guru Sahib is not trying to insult anybody. Guru Sahib is trying to speak the truth. Because if we live in the world without, you know, reflecting on ourselves, without walking the spiritual path, we live a life that demeans us. It's below what we are meant to be. If we have any problems, we go crying to another human being, we go begging for extra money, we sell ourselves every day, we sell out what we believe, we sell ourselves short every day. And there's no honor in that. And Guru Sahib says, without a Satguru, you can't live with honor in your life. So, how many people actually have a great life? Very few. And this again comes back to this. You can't have a great or a successful life without Satguru. So we've talked a lot about Satguru, but who is the Satguru? Sach sachcha sabdu vadda hai, so lai ji Satguru tikke, so Satguru ji sach te aayenda, sach sachcha Satguru ikke, so hi Satguru purakh hai, jin panje doodh kite vas chikke, je bin gur Satguru seve aap kadaayende, tin andar kood fit fit moh fikke, oi bole kise na paavni moh kaale Satguru te chukke. The line I want to focus on is, so Satguru ji sach te aayenda, sach sachcha Satguru ikke. Sometimes we have in our mind, you know, 10 gurus, or that there have been so many prophets, maybe they count as gurus. But Guru Sahib said very clearly, Sacha Satguru Ikke. There's only one true Satguru. Because there's only one truth. And if someone says themselves that, you know, I'm okay by myself, I can find wisdom, then that person is, again, Guru Sahib saying, very unfortunate. And that whatever they speak, it doesn't appeal to anybody. They're speaking in ego. It's even more clear in the next shabd. Ikka bani, ik gur, ikko shabd vichar. There's one bani, one guru, and one shabd. Shabd means naam. One shabd, one naam. Sach sauda, this is the true bargain. Heart sach, this is the true business. Ratni Pare Pandar. This is the business that's filled with all kinds of profit. Naam. This is the only true business. This is the only true profit. Gur Kit Pate Payan Je Deve Devan Har. Satya Sauda Lav Sada. This is the true bargain. This is the true profit. Eternal profit. Kateya Naam Apar. If you go and engage in the business of Naam. Vikhaj Amrit Pargateya. Karam Piyavanhar. Within all this darkness that we see, all this corruption, all this confusion, that with Naam, Amrit is revealed. Nanak Sach Salahiya Tan Swaranhar. So once again, Guru Sahib has made it very clear, one Guru, one true Satguru, and only one truth. And the Satguru is perfect. So who is such a Satguru? Satguru isn't a human being. Gurbani is going to teach us this. Gurbani teaches us that a Satguru is eternal. That a Satguru isn't going to come and go. Satguru has always existed. Satguru will always exist. Satguru mera sada sada na aave na jaye, avnashi purakh hai, sab mein rahya samaye. That my Satguru is eternal, always. He doesn't come, he doesn't go. That he cannot be finished. And he is within all of us. He is accessible to all of us. Guru Sahib also says, tu Satguru chao jugi, aap aape parmeshwar. We know Guru Nanak came onto this earth in 1469. But here it says, you are the Satguru of the four ages. The four ages extend thousands and thousands of years. So how is this possible? The reason is, Although we understand Sadhguru to have been born for us, Guru Nanak to have been born 1469, Sadhguru has existed for the four ages. So is Sadhguru a man? Was Sadhguru Nanak just a very wise person? What is a Sadhguru? In Sikhi, we have a concept called Shabd Guru. A prophet is very different than a guru. A prophet is a man. But our concept of guru is not a man. We believe Shabd Guru, Soton Chela, that the Shabd, the message, is the guru. And our consciousness is the follower. Bani Guru, Guru hai Bani, which Bani Amrit Sare. Gurbani ka hai sevak jan manne, partak Guru Nistare. That the Bani is the Guru. And in the end, Guru Sahib says, if someone listens to this Bani and accepts it, then there's no doubt, it's before you, that the Guru will save them. So, now we have to actually look at what Guru Nanak actually was. If he wasn't a human, and I've said Satguru is a Shabd, then how is Satguru Nanak fitting into this picture? We've all heard this. Gyan tyan kish karm na jana, saar na jana teri, sab te vada Satguru Nanak, jin ka lakhi meri. That Guru Nanak is the greatest. Guru Nanak is the greatest. Some people will say, oh, Nanak says Satguru, that Nanak says Satguru is the greatest. But because Bhikkhu Ravi Singh can give you a lot more information on this in his workshop, but because there's an ankur underneath the kakka of Nanak, that makes Nanak the noun, the human, that, you know, the being Nanak, Satguru Nanak as the being. So Satguru Nanak is the greatest who has saved my honor in this dark time. What was Guru Nanak? Aap Narayan Kala Taar Jag Mai Parvaryo. That God Himself, the Guru form of God, came into this world. What is God? God is like an ocean. And to say that that entire ocean came into one human form, that would be, you know, senseless. But a Satguru is part of that ocean, like a pail of water. And if you put that pail back, it's one with the ocean. In the same way, Guru Nanak is one with God, has existed with God since the prime. And that Guru form of God came into this world. Nirankar akar jyot jagmandal karyo, jah kahta hai parpoor shabd deepak deepayo. And Guru Nanak came to this world and lit the candle, lit the flame of Shabd to illuminate. That the Guru is Shabd, and a Guru is meant to illuminate. And what is that illumination? Shabd. Jai sikhe sangraheo tat har chan milayo. And if a Sikh takes that into his heart, then it's absolutely true that he will unite with the feet of God. Nanak kol nimal avtaryo angad lehne sang hua. Gur Amar Das Tarn Tan Janam Janam Paashan To. That Guru Nanak's family, Angad, and then Amar Das were born. So how do the other Gurus fit in? I've said Sadguru Nanak was sent by God, was a part of God. If we consider Guru like a candle, we consider Shabd to be like a flame. The flame can go from one candle to another, we all know this. So in the same way, when Guru Nanak was ready to pass the jyot on, he passed it on to Bhai Lerna, who became Guru Angad. And Guru Angad passed on to Guru Amar Das, and this flame is passed on all the way into Guru Granth Sahib Ji. I can give you one example. When Guru Tegh Bahadur was made Guru, Guru Har Krishan Sahib, the eighth Guru, was in Delhi. And he had actually sacrificed his life taking the smallpox of Delhi into himself. And the Sikhs asked in Delhi, who will be the next Guru? And he said, Baba Bakale. That the Baba, my Baba, who is at Bakale, will be the next Guru. And 22 different people in Bakala declared that I am the Guru. Now, Baba Tegh Bahadur was the son of Guru Hargobind Sahib, the sixth Guru. And he also lived in Bokala. And he was the one that Guru Harkrishan had indicated towards. And he lived with his mother, Mata Nanaki Ji, who is, again, the wife of Guru Hargobind Sahib. And Mata Nanaki Ji says that, "I didn't know what had happened in Delhi. But when I came and saw Guru Tegh Bahadur in meditation that day, I recognized just from his face, I saw the Guru Jyoti. I'd seen it before on his father's face. It hadn't existed on his face before. But that day when I came, and I had no idea what had happened, but I saw on his face a new glow. Because that jyot had transferred from Guru Harkrishan Sahib into Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib." So I've already said, Guru Nanak is a jyot. Guru Nanak has existed since the prime. Guru Nanak is a shabd. So is this Guru Nanak? I said yesterday I hate being controversial, but some things I just have to say. A lot of us are taught, you know, this is Guru Nanak. Guru Nanak is posed for this painting. And that if you want to meditate, what's this thing here? See that? That little dot on Guru Sahib's feet? They call that the point of meditation. I'm not trying to insult anybody if someone's doing this. I'm just trying to show you that this is not Guru Nanak. They focus on that painting's foot and they meditate. And they're taught to meditate this way. But is that Guru Nanak? Guru Nanak himself has said, "I am a shabd. I am Naam. I am the one that was one with God." So what is this? Sadhguru Sahib has told us, Satguru nu sab ko vekhda jeta jag sansar. Everyone can see the Satguru. When Guru Nanak was walking this earth, so many people came and saw him. Bhai Lehna had met Guru Nanak once before. Before he was affected and became a Sikh, he'd met Guru Nanak once before and it had no effect on him. But the second time, he heard what the Shabd was. He heard the message and it changed his life. Ditthe mukta na hovi jichar shabd na kare vichar. But just by seeing, you can't expect liberation until you reflect on the Shabd. Haamai mail na chukui naam na lagge pyaar. Your ego will not go anywhere and you won't fall in love with Naam until you hear what the Shabd is, not until you see. Ekape baksh me layan dovda taj vikar, Nanak ik darshan dekh mar mile Satgur het pyaar. So what is the darshan of Satguru? Guru Nanak once said to his Sikhs, the Sikhs said, you know, when you leave, how are we going to meet you? You know, we want to see you always. We can't always be in your presence. What can we do? And Guru Nanak said, my body is Sargun, but Shabd is my soul, which is Nirgun. That my body is before you, but my soul, what I really am, is Shabd. And that you can't see. That it doesn't have a physical form. And that if you meet with my body, you're going to have to leave one day. You're going to have to depart. But if you meet with the Shabd, forever you're going to have access to me. So if you focus on paintings, or every day you're getting up and you're doing a das in front of a picture of Guru Nanak, it's not something that indicates you realized what Satguru is. So I just want you to reflect on that. There's an example, another example I can give, from the life of Bhai Sahib and Tir Singh. I'm not going to pull any punches. Bhai Sahib is one of the people that has inspired me to become a Sikh, and I find his life to be very inspirational. Bhai Sahib had had darshan of the jyot. And when I was confused about Sikhi, reading that book, it's called The Autobiography of Bhai Inti Singh, it cleared up so many things for me. I had no idea what Naam was or what the concept of seeing God was about. But Bhai Sahib has written about his experience. And he'd actually seen the jyot. And he says, once in an Akhand Paath Sahib, I was thinking, you know, I've seen the jyot, but wouldn't it be nice if I could see Guru Gobind Singh? If I could see Guru Gobind Singh in the form he was coming onto this world. So he thought to himself, I'll sit in the Akhand Paath Sahib, and Guru Sahib Du Kirpa, I see your jyot, but I want to see the form you took when you were on this earth. And he says that eventually he got that darshan. And Guru Gobind Singh was there with chakkar and tode, and it's blue Barna. But he says, at first I enjoyed it, but then that vision became horrifying to me. Something changed in that vision. And he said, Guru Sahib sent that thought into my mind that my real form is Shabd, is that light. And this is your punishment. Seeing this horrifying picture in front of you is your punishment for wanting to see a human form, because that's not really who Guru is. This is the jyot of Sadhguru Nanak today. Some people are saying, you know, wait for the return of Guru Gobind Singh. Guru Gobind Singh is going to return and lead his Sikhs to victory and all this. Guru Gobind Singh's jyot, the jyot of Guru Nanak, is not anywhere. Guru Granth Sahib Ji is the jyot of Guru Nanak. If you want to meet Guru Nanak, if you want to meet the Guru, it's as simple as going to Guru Granth Sahib Ji and reading the Bani. Aparanji talked to me yesterday, and this struck me, that this is something we've neglected to focus on, and this is probably a really big mistake on our part. If you want to learn what Sikhi is, you're going to talk to Balpreet Singh, you're going to talk to Kobir Singh, you're going to talk to Manveer Singh or Nishatta Singh, and we're going to tell you our experience, what we know about Sikhi, what we've learned from the Guru. But we've sort of glossed over the fact that maybe we've taken it for granted, I guess, that if you want to learn about the Guru, then go to the Guru and find out. Have your own interaction with Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Guru Granth Sahib does talk. Sikhs that have a Guru Sahib Prakash at home, they get so much solace from the advice they take every day from Guru Granth Sahib Ji. I myself, on so many occasions, have taken a hukam nama from Guru Granth Sahib Ji, and Guru Sahib has spoken through his bani. Guru Sahib does speak. On so many occasions, you'll note that you'll be in a situation, and if you ask Guru Sahib for advice, Guru Sahib's not going to turn his back. He'll give you advice, the form of a hukam nama, or some other way. So, no human can now claim to be Satguru. That jyot is in Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Satguru Granth Sahib Ji gives naam still. The biggest thing Satguru can give us is naam. But no one Sikh can do it. Panch Pyare, in the presence of Guru Granth Sahib Ji, can give naam. And if someone's looking for a human guru, or someone's claiming, you know, Guru Gobind Singh Ji is going to come back on his Nila Koda and he's going to lead us to victory, then they're ignoring what Guru is. Guru has always been the message. A final note on Satguru. Bin Guru Mehal Na Paiye, Naam Na Prapat Hoye. Without a Guru, you can't find naam. I just want to focus on this. I'm not trying to be mean, but if someone thinks that without taking naam from Satguru Nanak in the form of the Panch Pyare, that, you know, I think I know what naam is, and I'll jap naam. I'm not saying, you know, this person is to be condemned or you're doing a bad thing, but you can't get naam and know how to use naam or what to focus on in naam until you go to the Panch Pyare and receive Amrit and learn what you need in a lifestyle to jap naam. If you go to a doctor, doctor is going to give you medicine. But the doctor is also going to say, you know, when you're using this medicine, don't do this, eat this, avoid that. And that's naam. And those instructions are rat. They both go hand in hand. If you are living a spiritually destructive lifestyle and you're still japing naam, the effect's going to be very little. Because you're just negative, you're just, you know, negating it all. Aisa Satguru lod laho, jidu paiye sach soye, asur sungare sukh vasai, jyot paavai sukh hoye. Jiha Satguru kar janeya, teho jiha sukh hoye. This is the line I want to focus on. This one. That however you consider Satguru, whatever you consider Satguru to be, that's the peace you're going to find from Satguru. If you consider Satguru Granth Sahib Ji to be a book, or you consider Satguru Nanak to have existed in 1469, and then Guru Gobind Singh Ji passed away in 1708, and that's the end of it, they left us some messages, then you're going to get the same sort of experience. But if you consider that Gur Mere Sang Sada Hai Naale, if you say, my Guru is with me every moment, if you say the Guru has never left me, that the Guru is always with me, and if you go to Guru Granth Sahib Ji considering Guru Granth Sahib Ji is the Jyot of Guru Nanak, that this is Guru Nanak, how would I approach Guru Nanak? Then you can get that same experience. But if you are going to Guru Granth Sahib Ji expecting a very little experience, if you do a das in front of Guru Sahib with your mind, well, what's Guru Sahib going to do for me? It's one experience. But if you go in front of Guru Granth Sahib and say, you can do anything, that Guru Sahib, you are capable of changing anything, then that's the experience you'll get. However much you allow Guru into your life is how much the Guru will come into your life. If you put out barricades in your life that Guru can't help me, I'm in such a situation, you are not letting Guru help you. But Guru can change any situation. I've seen it with my own eyes. Families that have hated that their son is becoming a Sikh, that have kept him hungry, have threatened to throw him out, have threatened to do all sorts of things. Through the power of Ardas, they themselves have become Amritari in front of my own eyes. That hopeless situations have turned around. I'm not going to, you know, go too much further, but I've even seen serious sicknesses be healed through the power of Das.
Can you tell us
about the last line? Just caught my attention. Right. Eha sahsa mule nahi, pao lai dhan koi. That there's no doubt about this. What I've been talking about, that however much faith you have in Guru Sahib, and however much you believe, whatever you consider Guru to be, that that's how much sukh you'll get, how much contentment you get. Guru Sahib is saying there's no doubt about it. The above statement Guru Sahib says that I've just said, there's no doubt about it. Nanak ek jyot doi murti shabd milava hoy. And this is our goal. That there's one jyot, that we in ourselves have a jyot, a light, a soul. And we'll merge that with God. And while we're alive, we'll have two bodies. I will exist in my body while I'm alive. But the soul within me will have already merged. And that's the difference between Sikhi and other religions. We're not waiting for death to have our experience of God. We're not waiting for death to, you know, see the heavens and have our conversation with God. In Sikhi, you're having your conversation with God in life, or you're not having it at all. If you've met God in your life, you'll meet God after your death. But if you haven't done it now in your life, you can't expect it after death either. If you're going to experience God, it's going to be now, not until after your life. So who is a Sikh? Guru Sahib has said very clearly, So Sikh Sakha Bandab Hai Pai, Je Gur Ke Paane Vich Aavai. That's a Sikh, that's a brother, that's, you know, a close friend. If he comes into the Paana, the will of the Guru. If you call yourself a Sikh and you're not doing what the Guru wants, you're not living what the Guru is teaching, then what's the point? Apne paane jo challai pai, vichar chotan khaavai. If someone is calling themselves a Sikh and they're still going by their own intelligence, they're doing what they want, you know, whatever Guru Sahib says, whatever, then what's going to happen is that they're going to be separated. They're not going to stay with the Guru. That they're not going to find God. Bin Satgur Sukh Kade Na Paavai Pai Phir Phir Pachhotaavai. And Guru Sahib says very explicitly, very bluntly, Guru Sahib doesn't play political correctness, that without Satguru, you're never going to find contentment. If I said it, you can, you know, say Balpreet Singh is a fundamentalist. That guy's crazy. But Guru Sahib is saying very clearly, Bin Satgur Sukh Kade Na Paavai Pai, my brother, you're never going to find contentment. And look what Guru Sahib addressing us as. Not my slaves, not, you know, my servants, my brother. My brother, you're never going to find happiness. And you're going to regret it. Fer far pachhotaave. If you don't take this opportunity to follow the Guru, to find a mission, you're going to regret it. So how are you going to start this journey? Pehla marn kabool, jeevan ki chhadyaas. Our new life as a Sikh starts with the death of our old one. The death of our old way of thinking, the death of our old expectations. And when you take Amrit, the Panch Pyare tell you, you've been born again today. Your new father is Guru Gobind Singh, your new mother is Mata Sahib Kaur, your brothers and sisters are the Khalsa. That you have a new way of dressing, you have a new way of thinking, you have a new way of everything. But if you want to live a Sikh lifestyle and still think, you know, I still want to have, quote unquote, a life, you know, I still want to, you know, have my old lifestyle, just, you know, a little bit of addition, then that's not going to be as successful for you. Everything I've said, maybe some of you are thinking, you know, it's really harsh. But Guru Sahib said, when you come onto my path, make sure that you're the dust of everyone's feet. When you're willing to be humble, when you're willing to consider yourself to be no higher than anybody, in fact lower than everybody, then you're ready to come onto my path. So if you call yourself a Sikh, what should you be doing? A lot of us have heard this shabd, so I'm going to just go over it very briefly. Gur Satgur ka jo sikhya khaye, so pal ke uthar naam te aave. If you want to call yourself a Sikh of the Guru, then the first thing you have to do is get up and jap naam. Udham kare, take the effort. We all know, especially from this week, how much effort it is to actually get out of our bed and go. You know, if I miss Divan in the morning, who's going to notice? You know, I'll stay in bed. But Guru Sahib says, have the effort. Udham kare palke parbati ishnan kare amritsar naave. That they get up early at Amritsar, they bathe, and then Updesh Guru har har jap jap hai, sab kelvik paap dokh le jaave. That through the teachings of the Guru, they jap on naam. That the teaching, Guru Sahib will teach you if you become a Sikh of the Guru, how to jap naam. It's just a part of the initiation. That through those teachings, they jap on naam. When the day rises, sing Gurbani. Getting up, sitting down, jap naam. Because this is a journey that at the first, you have to treat it like a job. As much time as you can spend on it, you have to. Not, you know, I've done my Amrit Vela for the rest of the day, forget God. But you have to treat it like a job. And eventually it'll start going within you automatically. If you have a good Amrit Vela, I'm maybe addressing this to the Amritdharis more so. If you have a good Amritdhara, maybe you'll notice that for the rest of the day, it's like you've wound yourself up. And for the rest of the day, even automatically, you're more spiritual. You start, you know, naam is going. If you look at what's going on in your mind, naam is going. That's what Amritdhara starts, but it doesn't stop at Amritdhara. It keeps going. Jo saas giras te aay mera har har so gur sikh guru man paave. The guru likes that sikh that japs naam with every breath. And that's not necessarily even a conscious thing. If you wind yourself up at Amrit Vela and you've got practice at it, naam will start going automatically. Jisko dayal hove mera swami tis gur sikh guru updesh sunave jan nanak tood mange tis gur sikh ki jo aap japai aur naam japave. And Guru Nanak is saying, he's recognizing this isn't easy, and he's saying, I'm the dust of that person, that gur sikh's feet that follows this. Guru Sahib is not saying, you know, you fool, look how easy it is, just do it. He recognizes, you know, you're going to have struggles. But look at what Guru Sahib is saying. Guru Sahib is saying, if someone's doing this, I am the dust of that person's feet. So the qualities of a good Sikh. Sometimes when someone takes Amrit, the opposite happens to what this Shabd is going to tell us. And that's why I picked this Shabd. Tarti pairan het hai. Tarti het vasanda paani. That the earth is below all our feet. But a Gur Sikh is like water. The water is even below the earth. That's how humble it is. Paani challe nivaan nu, nirmal seetal shuddh prani, bau rangi ek rang hai, sabna andar ikko jaani. That water naturally flows downwards. Even though it's already down, if it has to choose where it's going to flow downwards. And it purifies everybody, it cools everybody. Tatta hove top vich chhaave thanda virti haani. That in the sun it'll become warm. If someone wants to warm it, it'll become warm. If someone wants to cool it, it'll become cool. But to return to its original nature doesn't take any time. If you cool, hot, warm up water, it doesn't stay warm. It'll become back to where it started. Tapda parupkar no thande parupkar vihani. If you see a Gur Sikh, a true Gur Sikh, and he's become hot, He's become, you know, appears to be, you know, in flush, appears to be, you know, almost angry. That he's not doing it because of himself. Most of us are angered because something has happened to us, our ego's been hurt. But Guru Sikh only comes, you know, into flush, only comes into that sort of josh to help others. Not because someone insulted him, but because someone else needs it. Agna bujaye tapta vich thanda hove bil mana aani. That even when it's hot, even then it still is capable of putting out fire. Gursikhi de nishani. And this is the sign of Gursikhi. When Guru Sahib said, come onto my path, the first thing he said was, be the dust of everyone's feet. I want to tell a short story of a Gursikh called Pai Sarvan Singh. Pai Sarvan Singh was around in the early 1900s. And he was a Jodh Vigasi Singh. Him and a bunch of other Singhs were at Ambala station. Ambala is just outside of present-day Punjab. And he was just standing at the station and he started japing Naam, and all of a sudden his consciousness rose. And when your consciousness rises, you sort of lose awareness of your body. He just stood there. And a lineup formed. I think you British call it a queue. And he was obstructing. He was obstructing the way. And a police officer came and shook him and said, what are you, stupid? Look, everyone's starting standing in a line and you're blocking the way, get out. And he had no awareness. And the police officer shook him again. Oi, you know how Indian police officers are. Oi, move. And he had no awareness. There was nothing that he could do. So finally the police officer slapped him. And this brought Pai Sarvan Singh back into awareness. And he said, see, you had to take a slap before you listened, huh? Why didn't you just listen the first time? Now this happened to us. I can guarantee you if someone slapped me so randomly, I'd probably at least have some words, if not something more. But Pai Sarvan Singh fell at that police officer's feet and said, forgive me, I've made a mistake, I've blocked so many people. I wasn't aware, I'm sorry. And there was a Christian standing there. And the Christian said, what an amazing thing. He said, Jesus told us to turn the other cheek when we're struck. And this Sikh has fallen at the police officer's feet. And there's also an Arya Samaji. Arya Samaj is a group that has quite a hostile attitude towards Sikhs. It's a Hindu sort of fundamentalist group. And that gentleman who was a member of the Arya Samaj said, ah, look at this Sikh. He was just afraid of the police officer. He was groveling at his feet. What kind of bravery is this? And the other Gursikhs that were with Pai Sarvan Singh said, you know, you're free to believe what you believe. We don't really care. So they started walking outside the station. And they were all together. The Hindu gentleman was also walking with the Gursikhs to the same destination. It was the army base there in Ambala. And they'd stopped. And they heard some screams coming from a wooded area. And Pai Sarvan Singh ran there. And what did he find? There was a wood-cutting girl. And four British soldiers who were drunk were trying to molest her. Pai Sarvan Singh attacked them four, beat them badly, and actually tied them up. And he did this single-handedly. When the rest of the group came, after hearing all this noise, the Hindu gentleman also arrived. And he said, you know, this is amazing. That, you know, this Gursikh has... In the past, he was able to take a slap on his face and he did nothing. But now, four British soldiers, he actually beat them and tied them up. And Pai Sarvan Singh was saying that he's going to take them to the superior officers. And they, you know, begged and said, you know, we'll give you money, just let us go. And you've already beaten us, what more punishment do you want to give us? So he let them go and said, you know, beg for forgiveness from this young lady and I'll let you go, and so be it. They also gave her some money. So for himself, Pai Sarvan Singh didn't really care, you know, if someone insulted him. But if someone else is being attacked, he was willing to, you know, do whatever it took to change that situation. And there's one part of the story that I haven't really told you. When he fell at the feet of that police officer, that police officer himself fell down and he started screaming, what have I done? That forgive me, that I didn't know. And Guru Sahib has told us Garibi gada hamari. That humility is your mace. You know the weapon mace, not the spray, the weapon? That humility is your mace. And khanna sagal rain chari. That your khanda should be being the dust of everyone's feet. Why? Because humility is shocking. It's a weapon of shocking power. Because no one expects humility in this world. But if you live humbly, you're going to have such an impact on everyone you meet that it's going to have an impact. It's going to change people. I've heard about Gursikhs here that after taking Amrit, they're doing the opposite. Or they're wearing Barna, and if someone says, you know, taps them on the shoulder and says, you know, I think you're doing something wrong, or maybe they're talking to the one, please be quiet, as opposed to, you know, recognizing your own mistake. You're getting angry and saying, you know, what's wrong with you? I'm not going to wear Barna anymore. You've turned me off. If you're a Gursikh, look within yourself. Even if someone has corrected you incorrectly, just take it. If your parents say something to you and you think it's not just, what's the point of arguing? Just take it. Humility is a fundamental part of Sikhi. I also want to get into what happens if you're living without the lifestyle. I'll continue, I have a loud voice anyways. You're going to meet a lot of people like me, you're going to meet a lot of people that claim to be scholars of Sikhism. But without living the lifestyle, they're really nowhere. Gyan, gyan kathe sab koi. Everyone talks about knowledge. If you want an expert on Sikhi, go to any household. I know when I was a kid, our family would get together, there would be a group of monies, they'd be drinking, and every single time, what would be the issue? You know, Sikhi. And they'd all be scholars. Every single one of them would think that, you know, they know the path and they're waxing eloquently about the principles of Sikhi, but they themselves, you know, have no jivan. Kath kath baad kare dukh hoi. And they use this knowledge to argue. If someone is really a Gursikh and they have knowledge, they're not going to sit there and argue with you. They'll give you their point, I guess. But if someone wants to argue about it, they're not going to continue. They're just going to, you know, relax and, you know, do their own thing. Kath kehte rahe na koi, bin ras rate mukt na hoi. But you can talk all you want. Without that experience, without living this, you're never going to be liberated. Gyan te ansa gurte hoi. If you want real wisdom, that's going to come from the Guru. Sachi rahet sacha man soi, mano kathni hai. But rehat na hoi. And Manmukh will be able to talk a storm. But when it comes to living the lifestyle, he won't have it. So if you want to actually find someone to guide you, or you want to take guidance from somebody, look at how they're living. If they're getting up at 11, or they're doing a business in which they're hurting other people, or they're, you know, I don't know, abusing their wife or something like this, then what kind of guidance are you going to get? If you want to take guidance, take it from someone that's living. Not even necessarily the one talking about it, but someone that's living it. And if you avoid God, if you avoid Naam, and you just talk about Sikhi, if you just talk about Sikhi and you're not living Naam, you have no place. The world's going to think you're nuts because, you know, you're a religious fundamentalist. And in terms of Sikhi, you're not going to be any further than where you started. I just want to give you the example of a jungle and a garden. What's the difference between a jungle and a garden? They might have the same plants, but a garden has a certain system to it. And everyone goes to a garden to enjoy it. But a jungle grows randomly, maybe even the same plants. And everyone's afraid of the jungle. You know, what if someone attacks me in the jungle? What about the animals in the jungle? What's the difference? A system, order. And that's where Rath comes in. If you think you can live a spiritual lifestyle, you know, free love, I love everybody, but you're not willing to show that through your lifestyle, through a commitment to that, it's not going to work out. Because how is love shown? Is love through words? Love isn't through words, love is through actions. Love is through sacrifice. The whole word love can be put equal to sacrifice. If you're living a life where you say, I love God, but you're not doing anything, then that's just false love. Riyad is that way of showing love towards God, living a life of commitment. So what can a guru do for his Sikh? Satguru Sikhi kare pratipal. Satguru protects his Sikh. Sevako gur sada dayal. A guru is always merciful to his Sikh. Sikh ki gur dormat mal hirai. He takes away his bad intellect. Gur bachni har naam uchrai. Through the words of the guru, the Sikh recites naam. Satguru Sikh ke bandhan kaatai. Satguru will cut away your bonds. What bonds? Being a slave to everyone in the world, you know, there's a new fashion of wearing tight pants and wearing low riders. Oh, even though I feel uncomfortable, I'll still wear it. Chalo. All these sort of things that were holding us back and forcing us to live not an independent life, living a dependent life. Guru Sahib cuts that away. Gur ka sikh bikar te hatte. Kaam krodh lobh mohankar. I mentioned them before. A guru helps the sikh avoid those. Satguru Sikh ko naam tandeya. Sikh gets the true profit of naam from the Satguru. Gur ka sikh vat paagi hai. The Sikh is truly fortunate. Satguru Sikh ka halt pal sware. Not only this life, but the next life. Other religions will say, you know, give your soul to such and such religion. We'll take care of the next life. Guru Sahib is saying, I'll take care of you in this life and the next. Nanak Satguru Sikh ko ji naal samare. A Sikh is more beloved to the Guru than even himself. There's no difference between the love a Guru has for himself and for a Sikh. Another short story that I really want to share with you is, we've all heard about the Battle of Chamkaur. The Sikhs had asked Guru Gobind Singh Ji to leave the fort, along with a small group of Sikhs. When the Sikhs were leaving, Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two older sons had been shaheed, had been martyred on the battleground. And as they were walking through the battleground, leaving the fort, Bhai Daya Singh, one of the Sikhs, shook Guru Gobind Singh Ji and said, look, the body of your son. He said, I have a sheet. Can I cover it? I mean, we can't give him a funeral, but can I at least cover the body? And Guru Gobind Singh said, sure, please. But only if you have enough sheets to cover all my other sons, because you're all just as beloved to me as my own flesh and blood. Guru Gobind Singh Ji loves every single one of his Khalsa the same. And he showed this throughout his entire life. Gur Sikha andar Satguru vartai. Jo Sikha no lochai, so Guru khushi aave. If you want to meet the Guru, if you want to learn more about the Guru, and if you want to get the happiness of the Guru, then seek out other Gur Sikhs. Walking this path alone is very difficult. I mean, there's a difference between critical thinking and cynical thinking. When you meet other Gur Sikhs, have critical thinking. A lot of people are out there calling themselves Gur Sikhs. Don't be cynical, but be critical. Are they living the life? And if so, live it with them. Do Amrit Vilas together. Get together and do Kirtan at a regular period. If you make a Sangat for yourself, you get the blessings of Guru Sahib, you yourself can walk on the path. I mean, all of us here come to Khalsa camp, we have a week of Sangat, but we go home and it finishes. And just like milk boils up real fast, goes down real fast, that's how our Sikhi is. We come to Khalsa camp, ready to go, you know, ready to meet Guru Sahib. Give it a month, back to where we started. What is going to keep that? How are we going to keep getting the blessings of Guru Sahib? When we make a Sangat for ourselves. When we do the Sangat, when we keep the company of other people that are walking the path and we meet regularly. A Sikh can never be a Guru. And this is where I want to talk a little bit about Sants. I had a friend, I still have a friend, we go to law school together. He was talking to me, he said, you know, there was a real big situation last night. Sant such and such Singh, really well known in the Panth right now. He came over to a friend's house and they'd called so much of the Sangat and he almost left. And it was a real big crisis. I said, why would he have left? What was the problem? He said, oh, they didn't set his seat right. They didn't have a special chair for him because he requires a chair that's covered with a white sheet. And above the Sangat sits below and he has a white chair covered with a sheet. And we didn't, you know, arrange that. That hadn't been arranged. So he said he's leaving. And we had to, you know, quickly get that together and say sorry. I said, why would you want to have meet this so-called sant anyways? You know, a real Gotsekh never tries to differentiate himself from the Sangat. If a Gotsekh is saying, you know, Sangat sits below, I'm above, not a Gotsekh. A Gotsekh will always go with the Sangat. A Gotsekh will always bow before the Sangat. Never try and make himself into anything more. There's sants out there that are saying, you know, come to me, I'll teach you how to jump now. Only the Panch Pyare can do that. When they talk about sants in Gurbani, they're talking about other Gursikhs. They're not talking about these sants that we see walking around in white chole. They're talking about the other Gursikhs that are your Sangha. These are the sants, people walking, people having that death, people having that lifestyle. Guru Sahib says, Guru Janaka Andala, Sikh bhi ande karam karein. And if you end up taking one of these so-called gurus as your guru, you know, we hear of so many gurus out there. If you take one of these fake gurus as your guru, they're blind and they're going to make you blind. They just speak falsehood. This is how they run their shop. This is a shop for them. They speak falsehood, they speak these sweet words, and they confuse you, and they themselves are confused. Kool kusat kamam de pa ninda sada karein, e aap dubbe pa nindaka sagale kul dubbein. That they themselves are sunk, and they're going to take all of you down with them. Naan jit oye laye tit lagge, oye bapde kya karein. But Guru Sahib says, even for them you have compassion. Even for them have compassion that this is their karma, that this is where they were ordained to be, and so be it. But don't yourselves get caught in it. Because they're lost, and they're going to make you lost. These are not Satgurus. This guy, Ram Rahim Gurmeet Singh, he's got a huge following. Huge following in India. I think he's in some sort of criminal case right now, actually. Narinder Garewal. He was actually driven out of Toronto, but he's taken up residence in England. I think he shaved, got rid of this too. This is his new wife, which he stole from one of his followers. He said, she was my wife in my last life, can I have her? He said, okay. It's unfortunate that people are so stupid that they would do this. This is his old wife. And she said, sure, yeah, you can have another wife. And
Jamie Springer shows.
Exactly. And this guy gives naam. And he says, Satnam ji ka khalsa, Satnam ji ki fateh. And he's got quite a following here in England, I hear. Not a Satguru. When he was actually driven out of Toronto, he left Toronto begging. It's like, you know, I forsake all this. Leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. He come here, he cuts his hair, and he's back to doing whatever he's doing, you know. Crazy people bowing to him. And even if someone has good qualities, even if someone has good qualities, like the Kukas, they have Rag Kirtan, good. You know, they have good lifestyle, some of them read Bani, but that still doesn't make someone a Satguru. This Jigguru, at best I can call him a Baba just because of his age, Baba Jagjit Singh. He's not a Satguru. Satguru is not a human. If you, any of you, think that a human can be a Satguru, then I've failed in what I'm trying to say, which is a Guru is not a human. A guru is a message, guru is a light, a jyot. And if you're looking for any human to take you on this path, you've neglected to understand what it is. All you need is the bani of the guru and sangat of other people. Not sants, sangat of other, just like you. All of you are sangat. That's all you need, people walking the path. My final point. Guru Sahib says, Aisa Satgur Je Mila, Tis No Sir Saunpi Hai, Vichu Aap Jai. If you find such a Satguru, if you hear of a Satguru that has these qualities, then give him your head, submit before him. Otherwise you're going to regret it. You're going to miss this chance. That if you meet such a Satguru with all these qualities, who doesn't want a thing from you, doesn't cost you a cent to jap naam. Guru Sahib is not selling naam. free to anyone that comes with conviction. That if you meet such a Sadguru that has made his good Sikhs so high, that has called them my brothers, not called them, you know, my slaves, come, my brothers, and give him your head, submit. And that's where I want to stop. All of us think of Sikhi as, you know, I myself is in the same boat. You know, it's good, but the concept of Amrit seems so alien to me, seems so distant to me. But Amrit is really where Sikhi starts, because that's when you're given Naam. And if you have faith that this is the Guru, Guru Granth Sahib Ji is the Guru, and you're willing to start that path, then I really encourage anyone that's thinking this to submit before the Guru. And that's pretty much all I have to say. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa.
I'd like to thank Bhai Balbir Singh for a fantastic talk. Where we've got about 40 minutes, 25 minutes or so for questions to the panel. So fire away. Don't be scared. As I said before, you know, this is a rare opportunity. It's not every year that you have Khalsa Camp. It is actually. You're asleep. So you know, if you've got questions, this is the time to ask them.
It's not so much a question, it's just a request. If there's anyone here who's, I know there's a few things here that are very good with Vani grammar and everything, and a few people, myself included, before we went to Sikhi, we found rather something. And it's like, wow, amazing, the things about all this amazing stuff, but we didn't realize then that they're twisting Guru Shabbos. I'm just wondering, because anyone here that can do Sehval where they'll take certain Shabbos that others want to use and use a grammatical understanding to show that it's a Sadguru being referred to, not a human Devadi Guru, because they do that with a lot of their books. They'll say human Guru constantly, huh? And that's just a talk, like a nice talk. If someone could do that, it'd be very good, because it's really needed at the moment, I think.
That wasn't a question, was it?
Okay.
I wasn't listening. Okay. Any questions? You must have questions. Come on. Don't be shy. Anyone? Yes.
The human mind is capable of falling for these joker gurus. And other parts and belief of God, of being this experience, this is the way, then they become cynical about this way, what you say, even though we believe it, I think this is the right way. How do we get over that? How can we get over the cynicism? I think you have to look at what's going on with those other groups, or those other paths. You might start off, everyone starts off spirituality, you know, with a lot of innocence. But I mean, if, I'll just use the example of the Gariwa, if your guru is saying, you know, your wife, she was, you know, my wife last life and half, you can tell that they want something more from you. They're asking something, you know, service from you, that, you know, profits them, then clearly there's something not right. And you all have a voice in your head that you know, quite often ignore, that I quite often ignore. But that voice tells us if something doesn't feel right. Kind of like, you know, a smell test. If something just doesn't sit right, you don't know what it is, but just not sitting right, then go with your gut instinct, avoid it. Again, the rest is just through experience. If you meditate, even if you just meditate on your breaths, I have a friend, he's still on with time, but he spent a week at a Buddhist camp, and all they do, it's a free camp, and For the entire week, they have to pledge not to speak, not to wear any religious symbols, not to do any other religious act. Just focus on your breath. If you speak or anything like this, you'll get fed once a day. If you speak, you're out. Go. And he said, you know, I learned so much about myself just from focusing on my breath. So any sort of meditation is going to give you some sort of knowledge. But the experience of Sikhi is something totally different. It's not taking you away from the world that, you know, live in a cave either. It's living in the world like a lotus. A lotus is in the mud, living in the swamp, but it's above. You can see it, it's bright, it's white. So that's what Gurusahib tries to teach. Again, synopsis, the best I can say is maybe use a sniff test. If it feels right or it feels wrong, your gut will tell you. Maybe others on the panel.
Jinnam Aspasho of the Liga, Kuna Sadhguru Mirala Maharaj. So yes, the reality is that if it's written on your forehead, only then you meet Sadhguru. So the best thing to do is if you can use who meets Sadhguru is to do a dasa before Valiguru. Because it's a very strange concept. Valiguru is the one who enables the Sikh to meet Guru. And then in turn, Guru enables the Sikh to meet Valiguru. So, at this cross road, you have to do a last before Vahegu. And if Vahegu has mercy on you, then he will, you know, must have put her to care, then Sadhguru will come and meet you.
Any other questions?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Just one other thing that I wanted to mention. I got a question yesterday, and I actually managed not to get to it. It said on both sides, please answer, please answer. And it actually reflects some of this question. It says, if I'm meant to be a Sikh of the Guru, then is that just something that's going to happen? Should I bother doing a das? But I don't want to do a das, I'm not going to get it anyways. Always do a das for Amrit. Always do a das for Kit Bhav Dusa. If you're meant to get it, well, you'll get it, but maybe through Sahib have mercy on you. There's a story of a woman that went to Guru Harkuman Sahib and said, you know, I'd like to have a child. Can you give me a child? And Guru Sahib said, it's not written for you. It's not meant to be. And she came back and she said, Guru Sahib, it's not meant to be. And Sikh said, well, say this to Guru Sahib, that you wrote what's meant to be before and you can write it now, so it's not meant to be. Why don't you make it to be? And she said this to Guru Sahib. And Guru Sahib smiled and she got a piece of paper. And we're going to write one. And if you know how Punjabi numbers are, one is like this. But of course, Sant is put. And the one became a seven. And that woman, who wasn't meant to have any children, she ended up having seven children. So if you think that maybe it's not meant to be, do it thus. If Guru Sahib, you know what's meant to be, you wrote what's meant to be, then make it now. So it's always a point to doing it thus.
Questions? Says the second verse of Bhagavan Gita, is that what you're referring to? Yeah, very really mindful that doing this thing is excluded from here. The Buddha really says Bhagavan Gita, which is referring to Sangha. In fact, Vadasi Bhagavan Gita also says the main thing that the daily routine of a person starts with Ramakar Namga, and then they start their day by going into Sangha, doing Kirtan, and then the start of their day. So from it, mindful means that you do your Nitnam and you do your Namgas, and then you go to Sangha, you same Gurbani, Gurbani Gaga, and then afterwards you go to his regular duties, and you bend the arm of the Namdhyas, and then you Namdhyas, bend the arm of the Namdhyas. Okay, does that have to be a question on the topic? I will be talking about it, but any questions, open forum.
And yet some more verses, they also keep this rope, the palm throw the rope more,
And also Baba Yar seems to say Nanak is your Kanya, Payan Talimane, Jini Guru Naya, Raja Sri Khan.
Why do people stop in the pulpits after dusk?
What was that?
They're asking the door of the pulpit and the end of the dusk. Different Buddhas are the different places people tend to finish at different points in that door of the pulpit.
And the first part of the Dohira is Agya Payakar Kitra Charayo Pan, subsequent book, Guru Manugram, Guru Granth Gimaryo Paragra Kite, Joker Kumre Bhote, Kochar De, Trajo Nitika Pankara, there's some the variations. There is a Ratanama. A Ratanama is something similar to a judge. A judge gives a hookup, there's an order. And then the scriber or the recorder, he will note down the hukam. He will note down the order of the judges. The judges will sit there with a pen and paper writing down. Similarly, in Gursikhi, Guru Sahib's bhajan, they were recorded and interpreted by the six contemporaries of Guru Sahib. So in case of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, the time the six at that time, they wrote down Guru Sahib's bhajan. And by Garadi, he was a contemporary of Guru Gobind Singh, and he recorded that. That's Guru Sahib's bhajan, Guru Gobind Singh Ji's bhajan. And he noted that down. There's some differences, there's variations, when you could have. And then the next part is Rad Grega Khal Safiya Nakoi Khwar Vesumanaga Bache Sharan Johoi. That again is a Ratanama, so that's what Guru Gobind Singh Ji's Bachana, how it's recorded by Pai Nandalal Singh Ji, and that's the Tankhar Nama. The Bhakti, according to principles of the Bir Singh, the Vaiguru Nam Jahaj, the Jarisutta Bhakti, Vesis Khane, Apne Shanta Ryo. So, but the other two, that's from by Balad Singh Ji, Sikh of Guru Gobind Singh Ji's time, he's learned about Guru Gobind Singh's hukam, and then was from by Nandalal Singh Ji, from Guru Gobind Singh Ji's time, so the corporate. There are bhakti also kind of a shardar word here, but according to principles of the Bir Singh, that is compulsory is up to Kwaras and the Pachesha and Joy. Bhakti is shardar word will be there, that's my understanding.
ਪੰਥਕ ਤੌਰ ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅਕਾਲ ਤਖ਼ਤ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਰਾਜ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਕੀ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਕੋਈ ਖੁਆਰ ਹੋਏ ਸਮਝਾਂਗੇ ਬਚੇ ਸਮਝੋ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਸਹੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਦੋਹਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਇਸ ਸਭ ਰਾਜ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਕੀ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਕੋਈ ਬਾਕੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਾਂ ਜਿਸੇ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਵਿਗੋਤ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਸਿੰਘ ਦਿੱਲੀ ਹੈ ਸੀਸਗੰਜ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈ ਬੰਗਲਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇਵ ਸੋਰੀ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਿੱਲੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਠੀਕਰ ਕੋਲ ਰਿਲੀਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਪਿਆ ਪਿਆ ਦੇਖ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਸੀ ਕਰਿਆ ਕਈ ਨਾ ਕਿਨ ਹੁਆਨ ਦੇਖ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਕੇ ਚਲ ਚਲ ਪਿਓ ਜੇ ਪੁੱਛੋ ਹੈ 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 ਸਭ ਜਗ ਪਿਓ ਜੈ ਜੈ ਸੁਣੋ ਕਿ ਸੋ ਸੋਰੀ ਰਬੇ ਰੈਟ ਆਫਟਰ ਦੀ ਦੋਹਰਾ ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਰਦਾ ਪਵਨ ਪਵਨ ਗੁਰਸ਼ੇ ਪਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪੰਥਕ ਤੌਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪੜਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਰਾਜ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਆਪ ਕੀ ਰਹਿਣੇ ਕੋਈ ਖੁਆਰ ਹੋਏ ਸਮਝਣਗੇ ਬਚੇ ਸ਼ਰਦ ਹੋਏ ਬਚੇ ਦੇ ਪੌਸਲਾ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਬਚੇ ਉਹ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸ਼ਰਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੇ
The question that I have relates to the information that you were sharing about Guru Nanak. And since we were younger, we've all had tales told to us about Guru Nanak and various information. And you were telling us today that certain things, you know, so for example, the meditation point is not correct, or there's various other things that I'm finding out from the camp. So I understand you can find this information out from attending a Khalsa camp or from reading I'm just wondering what's actually being done to make sure that this information is filtered through to younger people at an earlier age.
The answer is almost nothing. And that's probably the biggest problem. A lot of us young people, you know, we have a problem with what we do. A lot of our friends that don't know so much about Sikhs. We have faith in the Sikh gurus, but we don't know how to express that faith. So we'll go in front of pictures and do it. In fact, in movies that you see in the public, if there's a Sikh character, he's praying, he'll do it in front of a picture. So what's being done to educate? The answer is very little. And the problem is these practices are growing. Instead of having pictures, you're getting now little idols. A lot of jewelry shops are now going to give free idols of Guru Nanak with every purchase, just like they give free idols of Vishnu or whatever. So I'm not sure what can be done just besides, but to all of us, you know, if you believe, if you think this is correct, that, you know, we shouldn't be posting our pictures, tell your friends, explain to them what, you know, you think.
Well, what I'll suggest is, once again, it's lack of reading the mind. That's the whole problem. Every question exists because of lack of reading. And you read without any understanding. That's the whole problem. Every now and then, you see people, they say, Acha Gurbani, Ekeri, Okeri, Aapka Pardhe Nih Hai. Aap Padho Pari. Je Rogaya, Te Aap Padho. Pangalaj Humayana. Je Aask Kariye Koi Dwai Ho. ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਿਕਾ ਦੋ ਫਿਰ ਰੋਗੀ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੰਨਣੀ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਫੀਲ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਫੋਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਰੀਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਇਟ ਫੋਰ ਯੋਰਸੈਲਫ ਨਾਟ ਫੋਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਫੋਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਇਟ ਫੋਰ ਯੋਰਸੈਲਫ ਰੀਡ ਬਾਣੀ ਅਗੇਨ ਐਂਡ ਅਗੇਨ ਰੀਡ ਬਾਣੀ ਸਿਚੁਏਸ਼ਨਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਨਰਿੰਦਰ ਬਾਬਾ ਔਰ ਐਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਦੁਸ਼ਟ ਬਾਬਾ ਵੁੱਡ ਨਾਟ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟ ਹੈਡ ਬੀ ਨੋ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਕੀ ਜੇ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਪਣਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਦੀ ਪੂਜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਵਾਇਆ ਵੀ ਹੋਏ ਇਟਸ ਅਗੇਨ ਐਂਡ ਅਗੇਨ ਅਗੇਨ ਐਂਡ ਅਗੇਨ ਨੋਟ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਬਾਣੀ ਲੈਟ ਮੀ ਟੈਲ ਯੂ ਦਿਸ ਦੈਟਸ ਨੋਟ ਜਸਟ ਬਾਣੀ ਇਟਸ ਭਾਈ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ ਕਬਿਰ ਸੋਈ ਬਾਣ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਸਟਫ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਸਟਫ ਯੂ ਨੀਡ ਟਾਈਮ ਫੋਰ ਦੈਟ You invest the time, you become a better person. And your family, down many, many years, will be happy. You do a blast for everything that you want. You do a blast for Seva, you do a blast for Sikhi. After a month, do a blast. Sachi Pasha, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to have Sikhi. This Sikhi is not mine, nor his, nor anybody's. It's Guru's. Thank Guru. Every moment. Ajna swaswa chandana, why Guru? Why Guru? Why Guru? What's that for? Pishadi andar vekar de darshana hona. That's it.
We can't change the lines like somebody say Hindi Chadar Gurtek Mahadaji Sabhani Hazmai or Dasme Pasha Hadra Hazur Gur Gobind Singh Sabhani Hazmai Dasam Pasha Nyehdi Jod Tan Tan Shri Gur. Can we change them? Is it right or not?
It's the part of Chandi Vivar, the first part of Chandi Vivar. And after that, it's all composed by Khalsa. After nine gurus was written by Guru Gobind Singh. And that's for a repetition. The thousand people talking that part of was written by Guru Gobind Singh. And after that, Khalsa composed it. Dasme Pasha Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj, Sabh Chandi Vivar. And there's nothing wrong with adding more qualities of Buddha, something after Masur Guru Vajanji, some other names for Buddha. Same way Guru Granth Sahib Ji. But I've learned that the best thing is to just follow the Panchakatha word by word. I think it's perfect. There's no need to add anything more to the Panchakatha. But then, again, there's nothing wrong with adding after taking other Sundar and stuff like that.
I think in the Gurdwara Sahib we should give uniformity. So did that Gurdwara Sahib be rare as Pantik, rare as Pantik Pratas? Karnji one, Jika Karnji, Sharda Rajin, Rami Karnji. If sometimes somebody might want to better a half an hour Das, they take Pavak Dhiru Karnji of Das and they want to keep adding to it. That's fine. But in the Gurdwara Sahib, when you're in Sangha, in Sangha, who is our true thing in the Pantik Dhote, the Pantik Pratas of Pansak, sir. So,
एक बेनती है थोड़ा जा ऑफ टॉपिक एक जेड़ा उच्चारण ना होता पहली पंक्ति जर पहली है प्रथम उपाधिस में क्या प्रथम से थोड़ा रोक के कहना प्रथम फर्स्टली उपाधिस में क्या पाके ना प्रथम उपाधिस में क्या है वो थोड़ा जा ठीक नहीं का क्योंकि उपाधि पहला एक को वाहिर हुआ ना प्रथम सब तो पहला वाहिर से में क्या है फिर गुणांक लें दिया है या पाके ना प्रथम उपाधिस में क्या है ਇਹਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਭਗਵਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਦੂਜਾ ਭਗਵਤੀ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਕੋਈ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਥਮ ਤੇ ਥੋੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਰੁਕਣਾ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਕਿ ਪੌਜ਼ ਦੇਣਾ ਪੌਜ਼ ਦੇ ਗਿਆ ਪ੍ਰਥਮ ਭਗਵਤੀ ਸਮਝ ਗਿਆ
I've heard some people say Guru Tegh Bahadur Simriya.
Not Guru.
It's not Guru, is it?
Tegh Bahadur.
Yeah, Tegh Bahadur.
Battle, because the story of battle and bravery
and that's why it was read. But in the start, it does say that, you know, everything has been created by God. That God first created the conductor first, and so that's how they fight. That God created everything.
Most people take it to be extra strict, but most of the groups never took this kind of bit. Is that mean like these people are like, what's the intent behind it, the beauty of it? Because most people that do these kind of bit, in India they can't really do public because the kitchen is not really good. They don't really understand.
I think, sorry, because of the volume as well, that you're asking why people keep so big, and you're saying that if the earlier groups did or didn't before, and that I think says under a bung, is that correct?
Bunga.
I don't see the link, but okay, Bunga, yes. Bunga, I see the link. Very good.
Is the question about break or is this for sarva? But is the question about break or sarva break?
Both.
Both. In our opinion, what we have learned in history and from Rabbani, the break was followed by all forms that then Guru Sahib had. But sarva was started by Guru Gobind Singh. This is what we believe. Yeah, he had was not a cook, he's called Khidava. And also, by principle Sadhguru Singh, he has written that he was called Rasoiya because Omishan Purjaya Rita Singh. He always was perpetually irritable, irritant, perpetually petulant. He was always Khidya Rita Singh, Abhushtay Rita Singh. Tanya was Rasoiya, he was Rasoiya, Gormo, he was Rasoiya. By principle Sadhguru Singh in history has written that because he was always angry. Almost never Rasoiya again after that. But if you think about logically, Guru Sahib did not have a personal cook. Guru Sahib, there was langar at that time, and sare langar khate the. So it doesn't make sense to call the Guru as Rasoiya. But he was a khidava, maybe he was a helper over at that time. But he was actually, there was no special cook for Guru Sahib.
Just a question on the background of the history and significance of the why we have the why we put that the after Guru Sahib's open that one, and also during the last why we put one bit or book of the, and also in some Gurdwaras they just put the body of the and offered Panjari, and I think that's I said the offered Panjari. I'm putting a body and put it underneath Guru Sahib on his side. But in Khalsa camp and in other Gurdwaras, we give Dev to one single singer. And also, how do you choose which one single singer you're going to give to Dev to as well? Just a quick background about Dev to Jika Khalsa or Jika.
I think Dev started off with the first one, Yadavan Gaurai, from when Guru Sahib met the Sith. Uttu Shuru asked, okay, so can you give us anything to reach? That we can even give down the legacy. So that's the, in terms of Gurunara Pasha. In terms of the, what we have in the after Hukum Nama, that is the Guru's Kirpa, the Prashad's Guru Kirpa. And we do after Hukum Nama because once everybody takes that Prashad, you listen to the Hukum Nama. And only when the prasadam, like I've heard the hukam, I've heard the instruction of Guru Sahib, and that person takes the prasadam and goes, I've heard the hukam, and I'm going to try to implement this in my life. I'll do my best to implement this in my life. The hukam is on there, and Guru ki kripa, you take that, and it's a sign that you're willing to follow that hukam.
Yes.
So in that sense, after the hukum number, to understand the books which are read, the karmanupetya, that's the sign of parvan karna, to accept it. That's what it is, parvan karna. This is the word bhog. Bhog means eating, matlab eating. And that's why if you go to mandir, obviously, matlab a Hindu program, because all eat bhog along there. They get the thali of food and they take up to the statues and they say, oh, glau, mataji, oh, glau, shivaji, tantra, they get around the thali, means may you eat it. Masi Pramana gets the whole pantak, don't it? That means exception. So the Pramana accepts it. The Vitekrapa, we believe in Guru Granth, Guru Pant. The Khalsa is the Guru and Guru Granth is the Guru. So to give acknowledgement and to for us, the Guru Khalsa Panta, we take our Panta Gopya Prasad, the first gift to the Khalsa, and thus any Pyar Pyar Panta Singh, why somebody can go into detail, who should give to. To my understanding, is Shani Pyar Pyar Amritari Singh or Singhani, can be Singh or Singhani. And the Prasad, then there's one Gopya, point to a colony given next to the Tapya. That's not for Guru Granth Sahib, according to books I've read, according to the Tapya Kuti books. Amritsar. That prasad is for the Granthi Singh. For Granthi Singh was there, even longer, we take it to Guru Granth Sahib. It's not Guru Granth Sahib in a Matrabo Khana. Because again, we have to understand five Bhakti Singh's talk. The Shabd is the Guru. And so that is for, we take longer there, or take prasad there. It's for Guru Sahib, Pradas Karke, Parvan, for the Sangha Tree. And that prasad, accordingly, is for the Granthi Singh.
According to Dr. Gurbak Singh's book, whichever it's from Tarun Prachar Committee Amritsar, what they write here that first of all you do your das, then hukam nama, Allah das karni hai, then hukam nama sun ke, it's with the hukam nama, Guru Sahib gives his ashirwad to Sangha, hukam nama sun ke, then we could pound ke, but it came up with them, they do. But that's what I've read, according to my understanding from the Tarun Prachar Committee Amritsar.